朋友来参加我们最后一晚的布道会。
We welcome all the friends who come here to attend our last evangelical service tonight.
我们愿主耶稣继续施恩祝福你。
And the Lord continue to bless you.
在聚会之前，请我们低头来默祷预备心。
Before the service, please all bow our hand pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的布道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this evening's evangelical service.
唱诗六十七首。
I sing hymn 67. Please remain standing. We'll pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你来到世界上，带给我们福音。
Lord, we thank you for bringing this world the gospel.
你就是世界上的光。
You are the light of the world.
你要带给我们人生真正的希望。
You will bring us the true hope for our life.
只有在你的里面，我们才能够看到我们的盼望。
We can only see our hopes in you.
主啊，只有在你里面，我们才能够看到永生。
We can only see eternal life in you.
主啊，也只有在你里面，我们才能够看到永远的福分。
And only in you we can see the eternal blessing.
求主耶稣，你打开我们的心。
Lord, please open up our hearts.
让我们能够对你有认识。
So that we can have more understanding of you.
使我们的人生能够以你为救主。
So that we can have you as the savior of our lives.
主，我们求你带领晚上的聚会。
Lord, please guide us this evening service.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
阿们。请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们请田传道布道之前，我们来再一次请圣何西唱诗班的献诗。
Before we ask Pastor Tian to come here to give the sermon, once again, we would like to invite the San Jose Choir to present a few hymns first.
I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away our joy. Let us put our faith in Jesus Christ the King, and rejoice in the riches of his blessings. The first hymn is titled, Rejoice, the Lord is King.
主耶稣是我们的救主，他是万王之王，万主之主。只有他有能力能从人拯救我们。最重要的，只有他能赐给我们在天国喜乐有的永生。他答应我们，我要再见到你们，你们的心就喜乐，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。让我们信靠主耶稣，他是我们的王，我们也欢欣，因为他是我们的君王。第一首诗叫做欢欣主为君王。
Thank you.
Come to Jesus Christ, He will save you. When the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart, you will have the power to make things right in your life. The second hymn is titled, The Lord is My Strength and My Song.
圣经说, 看啊, 神是我的拯救, 我要依靠他, 并不惧怕, 因为主神是我的力量, 我的诗歌, 他也成了我的拯救。 如果你有任何的忧伤, 任何的软弱, 任何的重担, 来到主耶稣基督这里, 祂必拯救你。 当祂的圣灵进入你的内心, 居住在内, 你就会有能力, 让你的生命变得更好。 第二首诗的名字, 叫做神是我的力量, 我的诗歌。
Thank you. 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to bear witness and share the Bible with you again.
首先感谢我们亲朋好友的到来。
First of all, I'd like to thank our friends and relatives for coming here this evening.
弟兄姐妹的参加。
Also, we thank the brother and sister for their participation.
今天晚上是我们圣何西教会最后一晚的布道聚会。
And this evening's service will be the last of a series of evangelical service this weekend.
我们也非常谢谢教会诗班的献诗。
Also, I'd like to thank the San Jose Choir for their wonderful hymns.
记得几年前在台湾有一场921的大地震。
A couple years ago, there was a great earthquake in Taiwan on September the 21st.
刚好是那一年的9月 21, 我叫做921大地震。
We call it 921 because it happened on September 21st.
那个时候记得晚上凌晨1点47分发生的。
It was about 1:47 a.m. in early morning when it took place.
差不多是台湾100多年来最大的一次。
That was one of the greatest in about 100 years.In Taiwan.
以前都一直以为台风最厉害。
People used to think that typhoon was the greatest thing to fear.
结果那一次大地震的到访啊，就觉得哇，地震比台风更加强烈。
After that, people realized that earthquake was even more fearful than typhoons.
那个地震的声音在地里面呢，传上来很大声的。
And the sounds of the earthquake was transmitted through the earth, and you can hear it.
那个时候当听到声音来，我们那个传道房的大楼啊就一直在摇晃啊。
When the earthquake struck, the whole building of the church was shaking.
摇没有几次我也掉下床了。
And after a couple of shakes, I was actually shook to the ground from the bed.
我对面那个管理员的房间也呼吸在大叫。
And across the hall from my room,There was a couple, they were screaming in their rooms.
跑到我传道房那边敲传道啊，大地震，大地震啊。
So they came knocking at door and screaming, earthquake, earthquake.
我说不用叫，我现在在地上准备爬上来啊。
I told them, don't worry, I'm on the ground now, I'm just trying to get up.
哇，那个大地震真的恐怖。
That was a really scary moment.
你听到声音马上就地震整个摇晃啊。
And once you heard the sound, the whole earth is shaking.
所以有时候有一些天然的灾变啊，比较容易依靠神啊，想念神啊。
Sometimes when you encounter a natural disaster, it's easier for you to think of God.
那个时候马上全台湾都停电。
At that moment, the whole Taiwan, they had a blackout.
整个停电啊，结果造成很多的乱象。
As a result, there was a very chaos, things took place.
有一些人太害怕。
Many people are so scared.
要马上冲出他的家里啊，就要想到要抱小孩逃出去。
They wanted to grab onto their kids and run outside the house.
结果逃到外面啊，发现抱的是一只小狗。
And once they got out, they realized what they hold on to was their pet rather than their baby.
那个狗很害怕，也跑到主人的床铺上面呢。
The pets were so scared too, they ran to their master's beds too.
所以明明看好孩子在那边，结果一停电一抱，不知道是小狗带到外面去了。
So when the blackout struck, they took something and they thought it was a baby, it turned out to be the dog.
该抱的不抱，不该抱的抱。
So they turned out to took the wrong thing with them when they ran out.
有些人要拿贵重的东西要逃出去。
Some other people try to grab onto what their precious things along with them.
因为一下子变成黑暗摇晃，结果抱到外面看的时候是一只垃圾桶啊。
In the chaos after the blackout and with everything shaking, when they ran out, realized what they took was a garbage can.
那地震一停了以后啊。
When the earthquake shaking stopped.
哇，有的就站在窗户旁边了，就说快来救我啊，救我啊。
Some were still right next to their window and calling people to save them.
别人跟他说你从窗户走出来就可以了。
And people said, why don't you just walk out the window?
为什么？
Why?
他住在差不多十层楼高的地方啊。
Because he lived in the 10th floor.
他不晓得说地裂开，那个房子已经掉到第九层，刚好十层楼变成第一楼了。
He didn't realize when the earth opened up, the whole building dropped.The bottom ninth floor,
马路就在他的窗户跟他一样高，还在那边叫救啊救啊。
So therefore, his window is right above the road. Therefore, he was just calling people to save him.
那个大地震真的很可怕。
That was a really scary moment.
一下子电全部都没有啊，灯光啊。
There's no light at all after the blackout.
所以大家心里有一个想法。
People was thinking.
哎，这个是战争来了。
This is, must be a war or something.
一直在喊着要打要打，真的来了。
And they've been talking about the war for a long time. Now finally, it's here.
啊，有的人就想起啊，这应该是世界末日最后一个黑暗的情形了。
And it also reminds people that this must be the end day is coming.
哇，记得在台湾牧会的时候啊，都跑出了七八十个人呢，从来没有见过的时候，我也是信徒哎。
So when I was pastoring in the church at that time, all of a sudden there were 70, 80 people extra that people I've never seen before they show up in the church.
哎，这个自动会跑回来的。
And all of a sudden they came back to church.
很久没有来教会的也跑回来了。
After a long absence from the gathering.
哎，所以有人开玩笑，应该吼可以的话，一个月摇一次，可能心情很好。
That's why people are joking that maybe we should have earthquake every month so that people will have better faith.
哇，那个一下子没有灯光，整个台湾黑暗啊，那很可怕的。
When there's a blackout, there's no light at all in the whole Taiwan, so it was a very fearful event.
如果我们突然晚夜间没有灯光，我们也是很难做事的。
It's very hard for us to do anything when all of a sudden there's a blackout.
那世界的灯光没了，可以找人修啊。
In this world, if your light goes out, you can find an electrician to fix it.
圣经也强调一个跟世界光不同的信息啊。
The Bible, however, tells us a different message here.
那才是世人的真光啊。
And that is the true light of the earth.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1.
第一章的第九节。
John, chapter 1, verse 9.
第九节，那光是真光，照亮一切身在黑暗的人。
John chapter 1 verse 9, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into this world.
这里讲的那一位真光，
Here it mentioned this true light.
不是指着我们世上讲的这些看得到的灯光。
And this light is not the light that we can see physically in the world.
这一位真光是谁呢？
Who is this true light?
就是讲着在第一节说的神。
And this true light refers to the God that's mentioned in the first verse 1.
还有第十四节讲的那个道。
Or in verse 14, the word.
这位真光成了肉身住在我们世人中间。
And this word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
带着匆匆忙忙有恩典有真理的信息进到我们世人里面。
He came to us with fullness of the truth and the glory.
这是在父的怀里面所表露出的独生子的。
And this is the one and only son of the father.
那位真光是谁呢？
Who is this true light?
我们来看这个十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
律法本是借着摩西传的。
For the law was given through Moses.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来了。
But God, one only who is at Father's side, had made him known.
所以从这里我们可以知道，那位那个道就是指着耶稣基督。
So here, from here, we can see the word actually refers to Jesus Christ.
也就是指着第九节的真光。
It's also the true light that's referring to in verse 9.
他来目的是要照亮一切生在世上的人。
He came to this world, and his purpose is to light up the world so people can see.
我们看到圣经里面记载的古圣徒，
We look at those old saints in the Bible.
他也亲自做了这一方面的见证。
And they have also testified for this.
我们请看路加福音的第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2.
第二章的二十五节。
Luke, chapter 2, verse 25.
这里记载有一个在耶路撒冷的人，名字叫西面。
Here it mentioned a man in Jerusalem called Simeon.
他仁公义虔诚，素常平常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。
He is a righteous, he's righteous and devout, and he's waiting for the consolation of Israel.
有圣灵在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
26节他得到了圣灵的启示。
In verse 26, says it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit.
知道自己在死以前会看到神所立的基督来到。
That he will not die before the, he has seen the Lord Jesus Christ.
27节他受了圣灵的感动。
Moved by the Spirit.
进入圣殿。
So he went to the temple court.
正遇见耶稣的父母抱着他进来。
And he ran into Jesus Christ and his parents.
28节。
In verse 28.
西面就用手接过主耶稣来。
So Simeon took Jesus in his arms.
称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话，让仆人离世吧。
And he praised God and saying, Sovereign Lord, if you have promised, now you can dismiss your servant in peace. In verse 30.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩了。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
也就是你在万民面前所预备的这位。
Which you have prepared in the sight of all people.
32节说。
32.
就是照亮外邦人的光。
A light for revelation to the Gentiles.
所以西面也亲自见证主耶稣基督是真光。
And here, Simeon, he also, testified that Jesus Christ is the true light.
到了使徒保罗他也这样做见证啊。
And disciple Paul also did the same thing.
我们在传扬那个照亮外邦人的光的见证哎。
The testimony of the light that lights up the whole world.
所以我们很清楚地看到。
So we can see clearly.
主耶稣是真光。
Jesus Christ is the true light.
为什么说他是真光呢？
Why do we say he's the true light?
我们就要根据三个方面来跟大家做分享。
There are three points I'd like to share with you.
我们请看诗篇的119篇。
First of all, let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter
129. 119篇的105节。
119 verse 105.
105节。
Psalms chapter 119 verse 105.
你的话是脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
这里就是讲着神的话，是我们人脚前的灯。路上的光。
You mentioned the words of God is the lamp to our feet and the light for our path.
我们或许会这样想。
Maybe we think.
肚子饿了要吃东西。
That when we're hungry we want to eat.
那为什么神的话会是我们人生的路上的光脚前的灯呢？
But why is the word of God our lamp, the lamp to our feet and light to our path?
这是根据主耶稣所说的。
This is what Jesus told us.
人活着不单单只靠这个食物。
When we live in this world, we do not only rely on food.
重点是要靠神口里所说出的一切话。
What's more important, we need the words of God.
所以路加福音第四章第四节说，神的话就是恩典的话。
And therefore, in Luke chapter 4, verse 4, it says, the words of God are the words of blessing.
主耶稣也亲自做见证啊。
And Jesus Christ himself testified.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words of God is truth, is life.
这是要一种体验的。
And this is an experience.
当我们肉身脏了，
When our physical body get dirty,
我们要用水来洗一洗啊。
We use water to wash it.
下班回来洗完澡，吃个饭，休息休息是最快乐的一件事啊。
So when we get back to home from work and take a shower and have dinner, that's the most enjoyable thing in the world.
但是我们人的心灵如果脏了，
However, if our spirit gets dirty,
那个水不能到你的心脏里面洗啊。
And that water will not be able to get inside to wash you.
那个心内心也是一种思想啊。
And that inside of you is your thought.
是一种意念，是一种观念啊。
It's your desire, it's your concept.
水怎么可能进得去里面洗呢？
How can water wash away that?
如果我们心灵不平安，
If we do not have peace in our
水可以 hearts, 水可以让我们填饱吗？
Can water fill us?
如果我们内心有罪，
If we have seen our hearts,
我们可以用水来洗吗？
Can we use water to wash it?
当然是没有办法。
Of course not.
这个时候要用神的道理作为一个环形来洗涤我们的心。
At this moment, we need the words of God to wash us.
当我们了解了这个对错，
When we know the right from wrong,
愿意照神的话去走的时候，
We're willing to do things according to His words.
我们就体会到一种生命的价值观。
And we can experience our value system in our life.
也就是在神面前的一种信仰的价值观。
And this is the value system in faith to God.
这就是我们所说的信仰的体验。
And this is what we call the experience of faith.
是从神的话里面来建立出来的。
Something out of the words of God.
我们来看看这个诗篇的119篇。
Let's look at Psalm 119 again.
为什么说神的话是我们路上的光，脚前的灯呢？
Why do we say that words of God is the lamp to our feet and the light our path?
我们看看那个第119篇的第一节、第二节。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 119, verse 1 and verse 2.
这里说人行为要完全，是要遵守神的话哦。
And he says, blessed are those who are blameless, who walk according to the laws of God. He is blessed.
而且又说遵守神的话，一心寻求他的，这个人有福。
Verse 2, blessed are those who keep his statute and seek him with all their
hearts. 我们来看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？
How can a young man keep his way pure?
就是要遵守神的话。
By living according to his word.
再来看十七节。
Verse 17.
求神用厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活，我就遵守你的话。
Do good to your servant, and I will live, and I will obey your word.
看二十四节。
Verse 24.
你的法度是我所喜乐的，是我的模式。
Your statutes are my delight, they are my counselors.
25节。
Verse 25.
我的性命几乎归于尘土，求你照你的话将我救活。
I'm laid low in dust, preserve my life according to your word.
在诗篇119篇一直在讲述有关神的话的重要性和他的力量。
In chapter 119 of the Psalms, it keeps repeating the importance of the words of God.
所以我们可以从查考神圣经的话语了解它就是正光。
So therefore we can study the Bible to understand the fact that Jesus is the truth, is the light of God.
主耶稣也是这样做见证啊。
And this is how Jesus Christ testified.
圣经神的话就是见证他啊。
The Bible, which is the Word of God, is testifying for him.
所以我们说主的话是真光。
And therefore we say the words of God is true light.
因为主是真光。
Because God, the Lord is true light.
那我们从第二个方面来探讨。
From the second point.
为什么说主是真光呢？
Why is the Lord the true light?
我们请看以赛亚书的第九章。
Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 9.
请看第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一节九章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1.
但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗，从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。在这里啊，先知在主前七百多年前就预言了。
Here about 700 years before Christ, the prophet already prophesied.
将来这个人看不起的加利利地区啊，神却要让他得着荣耀。
Mentioned that this place of Galilee, which people despised at the time, will receive honor in the future.
并且在那边居住在黑暗中行走的百姓要看见大光。
And the people who live there walking in darkness will see the light.
住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
And for those who live in the land of the shadow of death, there will be a light dawn on them.
真的主耶稣道成肉身以后。
So when Jesus came to us in flesh.
耶稣基督就实现了这个预言的工作哦。
He fulfilled this prophecy.
我们来看这个马太福音的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
请看十四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verses 14 to 16.
十四节到十六节。
Verses 14 through 16.
我们从十三节看。
Let's start from verse 13.
耶稣后又离开拿撒勒。往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说西布伦地、拿弗他利地就是沿海的路，约旦河外邦人的加利利地。那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。我们在这里很清楚地看见。
From here we can see quite clearly.
当施洗约翰为主预备道路的，他被关在监牢里面了。
When John the Baptist who prepared the way for the Lord, he was jailed.
耶稣就开始出来传神国的福音。
That's when Jesus started to come out to preach.
那他选择的地点就在加利利地区。
And the place he chose was in the vicinity of Galilee.
住在那个加百农。
He lived in Capernaum.
就应验了先知七百多年前所说的话。
This exactly fulfilled what was said through Prophet Isaiah about 700 years ago.
我们看到耶稣基督他宣教的工作和开始的地点就放在加利利地区。
And when Jesus chose the land of Galilee to start his work.
传讲神国的福音。
To preach the good news of the heavenly kingdom.
到处医病赶鬼。
And to heal the sickness.
拯救世上软弱黑暗的人。
To save the people from the dark world.
所以他所有宣教的工作见证都在加利利地区。
So he started all his holy work in the land of Galilee.
耶路撒冷是他受难受死的地方。
Jerusalem is where he was persecuted.
这里特别谈到住在黑暗里死荫里的人。
Here he mentioned the people who live in the darkness in the shadow of death.
所以我们很清楚地看见主全能的作为是中光。
So we can see that his true power is in this true light.
所以主耶稣全能的作为就是真光的一个表现了。
So his almighty Lord, he's the manifestation of this true light.
他亲近软弱的人。
He draw near to those who are weak.
他亲近孤独的人。
He draw near who are lonely.
他亲近那个伤痛的人。
He draw near who are in distress.
他亲近那个在患难中的人。
He draw near those who are in trouble.
他甚至亲近那些罪人。
He even draw near to those who are sinners.
这些人就如同住在黑暗中死荫里的人啊。
And those are the people who live in the darkness, who live in the shadow of death.
我们今天想一想。
Today let's think about this.
我们如果遇到问题。
If we encounter problems in our
life.
我们
遇到患难。
If we encounter
difficult situations. 我们遇到不喜悦的事。
If we encounter things that not according to our desire.
我们染上了坏习惯。
If we have a bad habit.
这些种种就如同住在黑暗死荫的地方里面啊、
Then we're just like living in the shadow of death.
但是主全能的作为就是要引导人拯救人离开这些。
Yet God's purpose is to lead us away from those darkness.
所以路加福音作者说要引导这些人走到主的平安道路上面。
And therefore the book of Luke mentioned that God will lead those people to the path of salvation.
引到平安的道路上面。
The path of peace.
所以这是一个全主全能的作为啊。
So this is the deed of God.
让人离开黑暗归向光明。
So people can depart from the darkness and come to the light.
让人舍去罪恶然后成为敬畏神的人。
So they can depart from sinful nature and to become a good person.
所以这是一个非常重要的神真光的作为。
So this is one of the most important deeds of the true light.
第三个方向。
The third point.
我们跟大家谈真光的见证。
We'd like to share with you the testimony of the true light.
也就是讲主耶稣基督的见证。
It's about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
So turn to the book of John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章的十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
十二节
Verse 12,
耶稣又对众人说我是世界的光跟从我的就不在黑暗里走必要得着生命的光
John chapter 8 verse 12 When Jesus spoke again to the people He said I am the light of the world Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness But have eternal will have life, light of life
耶稣在这里啊说我是世界的光
Here Jesus said that he is the light of the world
他不是乱讲哎
He did not say so out of blue.
他也不是啰嗦。
He wasn't just repeating himself.
如果我们根据七章来看的时候。
If we look at chapter 7.
在节期的末日耶稣大声喊着这样说。
At the end of the feast, Jesus cried out.
这个节期是指着祝棚节。
And this feast is the feast of tabernacle.
因为在两约之间的时代啊犹太人的宗教增加了两项仪式。
And the Jews had these two additional feasts
两月之间
in between the two testaments.
两月之间四百年啊
About 400 years of time.
最后就是马拉基书一直到耶稣降生这刚好四百年啊
From the book of Malachi to the Jesus Christ's birth about 400 years.
讲到两月之间就是旧约跟新约这中间四百年
That's the time between the Old and New Testament.
这两月之间呢、啊、犹太人的宗教啊在祝棚节里面增加两项仪式。
So during those 400 years, the Jews, they added two feasts. in their religious practice.
一个是水的仪式。
One is the practice of water.
所以耶稣在祝棚节的最后一日大声高声这样讲。
That's why Jesus cried out on the last day of the Tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacle.
说从我的腹中有江河流出。
Imagine there's out of my stomach there will be a water of river of water.
他们用那个水的形式来代表什么的祭祀的时候，耶稣说从我腹中的有江河流出啊。
When the people around him was using water to For their feast, he said, there will be out of my stomach, there will be river water.
所以第七章是讲水，这个水的道理就是预表着圣灵了。
And therefore, chapter 7 was talking about the water, which refers to the Holy Spirit as about
to come. 到了第八章
in chapter 8,
耶稣看见在圣殿区的妇女宴区啊。
And when Jesus met this woman in the temple.
Woman area.因为圣殿宴区有分几个区啊，其中一个叫妇女宴区啊。
In the area of only for the women.
耶稣看见那些妇人啊，他们挂那些灯彩啊。
And he noticed that the women, they put up lights.
他们就认为说世界就像这个灯彩打亮灯就这样光明了。
They would think that the world is just like this area where when they turn on the light,
耶稣要破除这种错误的宗教想法。
And Jesus try to show them their mistaken belief.
所以在八章十二节才说我就是世界的光啊。
That's why in verse 12 he said he is the light of the world.
主耶稣才是真正世人的光要来照亮人呢。
Only Jesus is the true light of the world.
所以他这里这样说。
That's why he said
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
就要得着生命的光。
But will receive the light of life.
跟从主耶稣会得到真实生命的光在里面。
So follow Jesus, we shall receive the light of life.
耶稣基督是我们的光。
Jesus Christ is our light.
我们跟从他，我们就不会在黑暗里面生活了。
When we follow him, we will no longer live in our darkness.
不但这样，我们要从他那里得着耶稣基督生命的光。
In addition, we'll receive the Light of eternal life from Jesus.
这就是神的全能的作为。
And this is the all-powerful deed from God.
表明主的神迹奇事。
This is the miraculous sign from Jesus.
第八章是讲光的道理。
So in chapter 8 is talking about the teaching of light.
第九章就讲光的见证。
And chapter 9 talks about the testimony of light.
我们来看九章第五节。
Let's look at chapter 9 verse 5.
第五节耶稣说
In verse 5 it says,
我在世上的时候是世界的光。
Jesus said, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why does he say so?
因为第九章记载有一个天生出来就是瞎眼了。
Because in verse 9, in the beginning, you record about a person who was born blind.
耶稣的门徒就问耶稣。
So his disciple asked Jesus,
这个人生来瞎眼到底谁犯了罪呢？
So who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
是他本人吗？
Was it himself?
还是他父母亲呢？
Or maybe his parents?
所以孩子天生下来就瞎眼呢？
And which result in his being blind from birth?
耶稣回答。
So Jesus answered them.
不是他犯罪，也不是他父母亲犯罪。
Neither this man or his parents sinned.
而是要借着他来显明耶稣基督就是光的见证者了。
But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
后来我们看到神亲自医治了他。
Later we see that God actually healed him.
人家问他要控告耶稣医治你啊。
And people ask him, do you want to accuse Jesus for healing you?
为什么他让你看见呢？
Why does he make you to see?
哦，这些人反对耶稣的他行善事也要攻击他。
Those people, they are against Jesus even for he doing good.
但是这个瞎眼得看见的人他这样说。
And this blind people who receive light, he said.
你们说他是罪人我不知道。
If you say he's sinner, I do not know about that.
但我知道一件事。
One thing I do know.
我从前是瞎眼的今天我看见了。
I used to be blind, now I can see.
真光的见证马上显明在第九章里面。
So this, we can see the testimony of true light.Is here in chapter 9.
所以耶稣不单单见证他是真光。
So not only did Jesus testify he is the true light.
他甚至也显明他的神迹作为表明他就是世界的光。
He also showed us miraculous signs to show that he truly indeed the light of the world.
谈到这里我们信吗？
Do you believe this when we talk about this?
如果我们相信耶稣是真光，
If we do believe that Jesus Christ is the true light,
主就要进到你的身心里面，要开始引导你了，
Enter you to guide you as well.
所以这是一个很好的道理和见证。
So this is a very wonderful teaching from God.
最近有一个见证，
And we have a recent testimony.
他是拜偶像的家庭。
This family is a family of idol worshipping.
哪里说有很灵验的神灵啊，他们就去那边拜。
Wherever they heard things about supernatural things, they will go worship them.
甚至啊，他们说要奉多少多的钱，他就要给多少多的钱。
No matter how much money they will ask them, they will give.
结果还是没有办法解决问题。
However, those could not solve their problems.
哎，有一个老太太。
There's one old lady.
她就是不平安。
She did not have peace in her life.
到处拜，到处给庙那个钱呢。
She would go to all the temples around to give them money.
不但没有平安，
Not only did she didn't receive any peace.
变得她白天也会看见不好的东西，那个鬼啊。
It's even to the point that she will see demons even during broad daylight.
晚上睡觉也会看见。
She will see demons at night.
哇，很痛苦哎。
It's very painful suffering.
虽然有肉体的生命，但是生活不像正常人啊。
Even though she has a physical life.Her life wasn't like a normal one.
去找医生检查，他说你没有病啊。
And when she went to see a doctor, doctor said there's nothing wrong with you.
但是医生也觉得很奇怪，怎么人懒懒的、暖暖的。
The doctor was also wondering how come this person looks so different.
那鬼跑进来的时候，他就要找那个可以自杀的地方去。
Because when the demon came inside of her, she would go to try to find a place to commit suicide.
随便讲话。
And she would just say anything out.
所以医生把他判定说住到精神病院。
And doctor sent her to a mental hospital.
精神病的医生说，哎，这个不像有精神病，可是就是好像精神病的现象。
And doctor there, even though they doubt she had mental disease, but yet they took her in.
那他的女儿跟女婿啊，
and her daughter and daughter,
在我们教会入道，后来受洗了。
Came to our church and they were baptized.
所以特别就把这个妈妈接过来。
So they took this mom, took this old lady over.
然后告诉她要到真耶稣教会去。
And told her to come to the True Jesus Church.
哦，她妈妈说，我钱都用光了，去那个教会我没有钱给。
Her mother said, I have used up all my money, and if I go to this place, I don't have money to give them.
做见证了。
And so the daughter testified to her.
你现在魔鬼的黑暗掌权之下。
Right now, you are in the control of devil.
你只要带一颗诚实的心。
As long as you bring your truthful heart,
愿意相信,
if you are willing to believe,
愿意祷告他,
if you're willing to pray,
愿意亲近神得救的教会,
willing to draw near close to God,
你就会得到平安,
then you shall receive peace.
他这个妈妈说好,
the mother said, yes, okay,
I'll
give a try.
真的到了安息日要带的时候, 妈妈又发作了。
So on the day of Sabbath, when they're about to come, her disease flared up again.
你住在二十几层楼这么高的地方,
they live on the 20th floor.
他们也不敢离开, 怕妈妈随便打开窗户就从二十几层楼这样掉下去了。
The couple didn't want to leave her by herself because she may just open the window and jump out.
陪着她。
So they had to be with her.
然后打电话到教会找传道。
So they called the church and asked for the pastor.
传道说可以下礼拜找一个晚上的时间去你们家坐一坐。
The pastor said, okay, next week we'll find some time or come to visit you.
到了那一天，那个传道就带几个负责人信徒一起去。
When the day came, the pastor brought with him a couple of workers from the church.
在他们家做一个简单的家庭聚会。
So they had a very simple family service at the house.
哇，那个妈妈真的坐在那边，不像是她的人在那里，是另外一个人呢。
When the old lady was sitting there, it doesn't look like she was sitting up, but rather somebody
else. 所以到底有没有听进去就不知道了。
Whether they don't know whether she was listening at all.
最后要祷告。
In the end, when they were about to pray,
也教她的妈妈这样祷告。
So they taught her how to pray.
第一句话你要讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing you say is to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后接下来你要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you should just repeat saying Hallelujah, praise
the Lord. 迫切的念。
You need to say so.
你其他放在心里面，诚实的向神祷告求。
You just pray to the God with your honest heart.
结果真的一起祷告。
And truly they kneel down and pray together.
对，当那位传道准备要按锁的时候，这个老太太也是软趴趴的趴在地上了。
When the pastor was about to lay hand on her, this old lady was just lying on the floor.
然后传道就奉主的名赶鬼。
And pastor will say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out demons.
因为那个魔鬼在这个人身上啊。
Because the demon was inside of her.
哇，她叫的声音好尖哎。
She was screaming a very loud voice.
很大声啊，身体又大大的乱动哎。
Her body was shaking violently.
哇，在跟着一起去的信徒负责人有的吓到了。
And the holy worker who came along was a little scared.
其中两个负责人是姐妹，他们马上退到那个墙壁，没有路可以退，在那边很用力祷告。
And two of them were actually a couple. They were so scared they back off all the way toward the wall and they just kept on praying.
我说求主耶稣帮助我，这个人很可怜啊。
They said, "Please, Lord Jesus Christ, help her. She's so beautiful."
被魔鬼占据了。
She's controlled by demons.
她没有正常的生活。
He doesn't have a normal life.
这种病你找任何医生都没有用的。
No doctor in this world can heal her.
不是打针吃药开刀就解决的，没办法。
It's not something you can take care of by modern medicine.
你可以开刀到里面找魔鬼在哪里吗
？Can you cut her body up and find the demon inside?
找不到的。
You can't.
哇，这个祷告完了。
After the prayer,
就把这个老太太啊扶起来坐下。
They helped her up and to sit up.
她才清醒过来。
Now she finally woke up.
刚才被鬼附着啊，迷迷糊糊的。
She was possessed by a demon earlier and didn't know what's going on.
传道要赶鬼的时候，她非常痛苦的挣扎。
So when the pastor was trying to cast out the demon, she was struggling.
但是感谢主，鬼被赶走了。
In the end, the demon was cast out.
她就身体很虚，请她坐下。
So she was so weak that she had to sit down.
然后告诉她。
And she was told.
我们借着祷告奉主的名让鬼离开你身上。
We have cast out the demon with the help of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的能力很大。
Jesus Christ is very powerful.
不然你现在黑暗中你得不到这一位真光的见证。
In the darkness you will not be able to see the light.
你现在要用心祷告。
Now you need to pray with all your heart.
又在教他怎么样去祷告。
So they taught her again how to pray.
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First thing you say is in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
这是主耶稣教的。
This is what we taught by Jesus Christ.
你奉主的名祷告，你求什么神必成就。
If you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever you ask, you will receive.
接下来你要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then you say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
当神要给你圣灵的时候
when the Lord will give you the Holy Spirit,
你的舌头在讲哈利路亚的这个舌头，它不由自主的转动。
Your tongue, which is saying Hallelujah, will turn without your control.
那个舌头的卷舌音就是证明你得了圣灵的凭据。
And that rolling of tongue is a testimony of your receiving the Holy Spirit.
哇，她这个时候清醒。
And that time she
虽然身体很虚
，even though she was quite weak，
但是她愿意祷告。
She was willing to pray.
那就请她坐下。
So she sat down.
因为鬼刚刚离开，身体很虚啊，这个跪站都不稳了。
Because she.When the demon just left, she was so weak that she couldn't kneel down or just stand up.
哎，就大家又再一次的祷告。
So everybody knelt down, prayed together again.
后来就很顺利按手在她的头上。
And this time was very smooth when pastor laid hand on her.
慈爱的天父。
Merciful Heavenly Father.
他是我们人类的真光。
He's the true light of this world.
他垂听了他的祷告。
He listened to their prayers.
也垂听了他女儿女婿的祷告。
He listened to the prayers of the daughter and the son-in-law.
甚至教会的人来关心，同心合意的祷告。
And everybody in the church, they pray for her.
真光的见证就显明在这中间。
And the testimony of the true light came upon them.
感谢主，他得到了宝贵的圣灵。
Thank the Lord, he received the precious Holy Spirit.
舌头不由自主的转动。
Her tongue started to roll.
她内心好快乐。
She had joy in her heart.
这个时候她流泪感动的哭哎。
Now she started to shed tears.
哇，奉主的名祷告这么好啊。
Such a wonderful thing to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
心里很快乐。
She was so happy inside of her.
哇，看到了这个真光的见证啊。
Now she saw the testimony of the true light.
祷告完毕。
When the prayer was concluded.
问她怎么样。
And she will ask how.
她马上说感谢主，我喜乐平安了。
Thank Lord, I have peace and joy in my heart now.
所有的人都很感动。
Everybody was inspired.
看到一个活生生的见证就在这里。
Lively testimony right in front of their eyes.
她生活就正常。
Her life became normal.
参加聚会。
Came to service.
慕道。
And to come to service.
决心要在我们真耶稣教会要接受洗礼。
And to be determined to be baptized in the true Jesus Church.
这是一个真光的见证。
This is a testimony of true light.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
It's impossible for man, but everything is possible for God.
所以借着祷告可以体验到这位真光的见证。
Through our prayers, we can experience the testimony of the true light.
神改变人很简单。
It's very easy for the God to change a person.
神改变自然的事也很简单。
It's easy for God to change anything.
所有大自然，大自然的事，神都可以改变。
Everything in this natural world, God can change.
所以，一个愿意跟从主的人
，as long as you're willing to follow God,
他会得到真光的见证。
You will see the true light.
就不会在黑暗里面走。
You no longer walk in the darkness.
就会得到耶稣基督永恒生命的光。
You will receive the light of the eternal life from Jesus.
我们感谢主，我们亲朋好友可以一起来参加。
That friends and relatives can come here this evening.
来体会这位真光的主耶稣基督。
To experience.The light, the Jesus Christ yourself.
愿神祝福大家。
May Lord bless every one of us.
唱诗160首。
Let's sing him 160. We experience the testimony of true light in our prayers.
神应许要把他最好的圣灵要赐给祈求他的人。
God has promised to give the best Holy Spirit to give those who ask for it.
只要你向他祈求，神会赏赐。
As long as you ask for it, God will grant.
但是我们在神面前要懂得敬畏谦卑。
In front of God, however, we need to understand the teaching of being humble.
用最欢喜的心情祷告求主的灵进入到我们的身心。
We use the happiest heart and to pray, ask God to come to our heart.
让神的真光亲自来引导我们的人生。
We ask the true light of Jesus to guide us in our life.
他并不像一般的人要拿献祭或钱到他面前，不是的。
He doesn't need money or sacrifice for him.
耶稣说他是一个灵。
Jesus said he's a spirit.
充满整个宇宙万物。
He fills the whole universe.
也可以充满到我们的内心世界里面。
And he can therefore fill our heart.
但是我们要具备一颗诚实的心灵来敬拜他，祷告他。
We do have a truthful heart to pray to him.
所以我们也愿意这样美好的时刻也临到凡事祈求他的人。
So we hope that this beautiful moment can come to everyone who prays for it.
来去经验神的真光的见证。
To experience the testimony of the true light.
让我们可以进一步的认识了解他就是我们人类的救主。
So that we can understand more clearly that he is the salvation of the world.
所以我们祷告的时候。
So when we pray,
刚刚见证里面也讲了
As we mentioned earlier in the testimony,
我们祷告向神第一句话要说奉主耶稣圣名祷告
We start with in the name of Jesus Christ we pray
然后你接着要向主说哈利路亚
Then you tell the Lord hallelujah
这个要反复的念
You need to repeat
大声的念
Repeat in loud voice
哈利路亚是希伯来话
Hallelujah is the Hebrew
是赞美主的意思
It means to praise the Lord
所以你迫切的讲
So you say it in earnest.
甚至你用心祷告，求主耶稣让我经验你的恩典。
You ask Jesus to grant you the opportunity to experience.
当你得到圣灵的时候
，When you receive the Holy Spirit.
本来你嘴巴在讲哈利路亚的话
，Your tongue was saying hallelujah.
对，它就会自己跳动，发出舌头的卷舌音。
And then by itself will become.It start to roll.
那个就是圣灵的证明了。
That is the witness of the Holy
Spirit. 你内心会很快乐的。
You feel joy inside of you.
会知道原来有神同在。
You know that indeed there is God with us.
所以我们求主帮助。
So we ask for the help of God.
我们祷告的时候，双手合掌放在胸前。
We close our hand when we pray.
然后眼睛闭起来。
Close our eyes.
双膝跪在主的面前。
We kneel down in front of the Lord.
如果脚不方便，可以坐在第一排。
If it's not convenient for you physically,
同样的方法这样来祷告。
Can sit, just pray like this as well.
我们在座的长职传道会按手，加添给我们力量。
The pastor and the deacons in the church will lay hands on you to give you more power.
祝福我们所求的蒙神的成全。
To bless those of us who pray for it.
我们祷告的时候
，When we pray,
也特别为明天的最后一天的灵恩会代祷，能够顺利完成。
Please remember tomorrow's.Last day is spiritual.
因为也有人要接受洗礼。
We have people who will be baptized tomorrow.
求主引导顺利。
We ask the Lord for His guidance.
那我们现在就开始动作。
Now let's all pray together.
要求圣灵的跪到第一排。
If you would like to ask for the Holy Spirit, you can kneel down the first row.
要求属灵恩典的就跪到第二排以后。
Those who ask for the blessing can kneel down on the second or third row.
现在准备心来祷告。
Now prepare our hearts and pray.